Ham's going to do something here.
Yep.
Ham radio.
Ham!
Here's Ham.
Thank you, DJ. So, sweet spot showmate Sean Bass gave me an idea for this one. Wyatt Langford, who we can all agree I discovered and was first to jump on the WL hype train, hit a grand slam yesterday for the Rangers.
Thanks, baseball.
Which is when the bases are loaded and the batter walks up and he hits a home run. They score four runs.
We know.
Yep.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Kind of our whole thing over here, baseball.
Yeah.
That happened yesterday.
We saw.
To which Sean tweeted out, "You can't spell Langford without LFG," which is "Let's effing go," to people that are not good with acronyms.
Yep.
To which I replied with, "You can't spell Wyatt Langford without Gaylord," because it is Pride Month. Mm-hmm. He's crushing it right now.
Indeed.
Others hopped on. Monty sent me a ton via text.
That you cannot bring
you
to air.
You cannot bring to air. That's... If you want to try cleaning up any of those.
Classic Monty.
Was it one of them Gay Adolf?
No. Which
gay,
you can.
Gay.
Would you change your name to Gay Adolf for $2,000?
The Gadolf?
Gadolf, no.
$10,000.
If I worked in the ticker room, afternoons maybe. Just
why?
Lean into it.
Oh.
Lando's in the
Nazis.
P1's chimed in as well. All that you could spell from Wyatt Langford. What can you all smell from, or spell from Wyatt Langford?
Probably sweat.
Tears.
Probably a bunch of words, you know, because that's how letters work. You mix them
hands,
around.
Anagrams. Words with hand.
Pants. Your shrunk suit.
Yes. I dedicated a full segment to me saying words that I probably can't say
great.
In any context.
This is like Colonel Sanders teaching us how to fry
how the,
chicken.
How the chicken.
This is awesome.
You can't spell Wyatt Langford without LFG, Gaylord, Wang, Grand Total, because he hit a grand slam yesterday, Arnold, Gator, Grown, Rowdy, Dragonfly, Fatwa, Orgy, Tyrant, Darn, Arian, Adolf. And finally, I figured Sean would jump on this one. You can't spell Langford without Dratt.
True.
So,
like the ham name game.
Question. Did you look up all of these? Or
yeah,
did
yeah.
you actually? Okay.
Yeah. There's no way.
There's definitely websites where you can just plug that in.
Yeah.
Just wanted to know.
It's like
his
a words
process.
With friends type thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But those are just some of the couple of words that you could spell. And I think a lot of them are good descriptors for Langford. Gator for being one.
Yeah.
Arian.
Gay.
Arian, I guess.
I don't know that he's a gay man, but. Doesn't matter either way.
So,
just want him to hit.
Who else could be described based on the letters that make up their name?
Ooh.
Corey Seager.
Now I know why Ham asked me what my middle name was yesterday.
We'll get to that.
It's starting to make sense now.
James.
It's a real friend right there.
And I knew it. And I plugged it in and already had like 50 before he even said anything.
Good dude.
Is that why you asked him what his name was?
I wanted to verify because then I wanted to have like 50. And he's like, actually, it's like... Jones.
Actually, oh, okay. It's Jamal.
Not be Jamal. You wish. Corey Seager, sorcery.
No. Why?
No. His girlfriend wishes.
Yeah. Sorcery, soarer, roarer, racer, eraser, carry, cargo, ease. And what he's been doing of late? Score. But
kinda,
why stop there?
It kind of hurt.
You said roarer. What
like
is
R-O-A-R?
That?
R-O-A-R?
Yeah.
He said it funny, though. He's like, instead of roar, he said roar.
Kind of roar or, yeah.
He could do roar or roar or. I chose roar.
Okay.
As someone who roars, a roarer?
Yeah.
Okay.
But why stop there? The Mavericks had their run end at the hands of the Boston Celtics. I don't know if you guys were aware of this.
Yeah, I was watching.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember Luka Doncic?
I do. That guy?
Words that could be used to describe Luka Doncic. Unload, clack, clink, lucid, dank, dink, doc, icon, lion, loud, ninko. Ninko.
Ninko?
Ninko.
Okay.
Or, what people will call him after this offseason, oink. Still think he gained weight. We got Fat Luka. Kyrie Irving. Not as much, because it's a shorter name. Viking, ringer, river, rain, and giver.
That's it?
Yeah. It's a short name. It's not a lot.
I feel like it's not that short.
Don't name it.
Yeah, only name
Kyrie
five.
Irving.
That's not a lot. Yeah, that's okay. A really short name. This is Ham Radio, by the way. Or Amho Raid, if you use an anagram.
Ham? I don't need your fake smile.
Yeah, I don't either. No one can see it.
Like
no
a
one,
cheesy game show host.
No one here wants it.
Dakota Prescott.
Like you're going to feel me up.
Words that could be used to describe him based off his name. Attacker, tattooed, adapter, adopter, prostate.
Why does that describe Dak Prescott?
Don't know. Torpedo, arcade, cooker, coaster, docker, corpse. And if things take a turn here, one day he could find himself a Packer.
I don't think going full name game.
We don't make a big enough deal about the fact that he had to be put to sleep for a tattoo.
Yeah, right?
He had to be completely under...
It was like a 13-hour tattoo.
General anesthesia.
Yeah.
At ease.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons. Words to describe him using his name. Champion. Charisma.
Not really
monarch.
Not at all.
Well,
not even close.
Piranha. Shaman. Maniac. Anchor. Chomps. Panic. What he may do to the Cowboys when his contract is up.
There it is.
Ransom.
Uh-oh.
Jake Ottinger.
God, it sounds like someone slipped a gold bar into Mickey Mouse.
Rotating. This is Jake Ottinger. Granite. Janitor. Jerking. Trinket. Intake. Retain.
What was that third one?
Janitor. He cleans up the puck.
Before that.
Rotating. But... And Genie, which is going to explain why he makes all these amazing stuff.
Jack it on.
Or why he disappears in the big moments.
Jason Robertson, asserter, booster, rooster, robot, beast, stoner. And after the team signed him to a long-term deal last offseason, a star. As long as you disregard that, you can also spell Senators with his name.
I mean, he was a star before they signed him.
Not a good comeback.
On Sundays, you will find, preceding our show, Mark Elfenbein.
Yeah.
Gap!
Bear-like, Fabler, Feeler, Feral, Flamer, Linker, Merlin. And you can't spell Mark Elfenbein without Amen.
I'm just kidding.
Ticker Man, Travis Huddleston. Sup.
That's a bevy of letters.
Yeah, you can work with that one for sure.
Adventurous. Triathlons. Aristotle, Dinosaurs, Hedonist, Outsider. Or his favorite, Senoritas.
Here's my take. If you're gonna, I lost my train of thought.
Oh,
poor Travis.
Board op extraordinaire Connor Caldwell. Words that could be used to describe him using letters of his name. Lowlander. Don't know what that is. Ordinance, clown, raccoon, coward, cellar, noodle, warden, or being a ginger, Conan.
I feel like no one has ever. I don't know what to say. Just go ham.
Travis yourself.
I'm trying to think of how to.
I lost my train of thought.
No one uses other people's names like this.
And now, to the three of us.
Okay.
Justin Montemir. Words to describe Justin.
Yeah. Why was my middle name not invoked here?
Because you got a lot of letters. You can't spell Justin Montemir. Without menstruation. Anonymous.
By the way, my name is not Justin Montemir.
Whatever.
Montemir.
I spelt it right in the thing.
Okay.
Anonymous. Minotaur. Aneurysm. Smut. Insane. Jury. Nutty. Romeo.
That's
snooty.
Me.
Unit. Tummy. Musty. Janitor. Omen. Titan. Tumor. And. A companion piece to the last one. Anus.
Okay, that one actually kind of matches Monty. That was the first one I think that lined up.
This is going great off of Friday where he played the Monty has ass cancer drop like 9 times.
Yeah, and
made the drop.
He was playing it off air for me every break.
Playing a
cackle
Pete,
laughing.
To Pete DeBoer.
Check this out, Pete.
Daniel James Riggenberg.
Hey, Daniel Ringenberg's just as long as Justin Montemir, FYI.
Yeah. Words that you can't spell Daniel James Ringenberg without. Migraines.
So confusing.
I don't know.
Is that a good descriptor of him? Migraine?
As far as giving you one?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
What about miserable?
Very.
Sandbag.
Very.
Gerbil.
Right up the tuchus.
Inbred. Also,
I'm a half breed. I'm not inbred. Let's get it right.
Nagging. Yeah. Renegade.
Yeah.
Beijing. Dagger. Sometimes. Raider. Badgering. Jar. Ninja. Edging.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the
gambling.
He Googles.
Okay. Yes.
And yeah, you can't spell Daniel James Ringenberg without semen.
Seem impossible.
And finally, myself, Matthew Birmingham.
I dropped that line so many times in the after party at Summer Chill.
I've seen you when you leave your computer up. Yeah. The categories.
Oh my god!
Beijing edging semen.
You cannot spell Matthew Birmingham without bantamweight, which I believe I'm actually 10 pounds more. Bathwater, hee-hawing nightmare, thwarting animator, megawatt Martian termite banter, bitter, and yes. You can't spell Matthew Birmingham without Batman. And that, my friends,
all roads led to that,
is Words with Ham. So shout out to Sean Bass for the tweet.
So Sean gets credit for this.
Thank you,
it was his idea.
So you're foisting blame on Sean for what just happened there.
What?
I wasn't blaming him. So that's Ham Radio.
Thank you.
Yay!
You know, for next week or another time, maybe you could prank somebody. And we could play that audio. That'd be funny.
So did Ham say he spent 2 hours working on what he just gave us?
You gotta sift through a lot of stuff.
Because you probably, knowing the power of computers now, as soon as you plugged in the letters, it gave you like 1,000 words.
It did.
You just had to go through all
of
them.
But some aren't like actual descriptors. Like DJ also had Nigerians.
None of those were real descriptors, really.
Hardly any
very,
of them.
Very flimsy premise. But all right, thank you, Ham.
But great job.
That was the best Ham Radio I've ever heard.
What we're trying to say.
You're lying.